BW, KO4NUE.
This is BW, send it.
All right, brother, you good to go. J-Pole's up, radio's up, sounds good. Couldn't ask for a better setup, so like I said, congratulations on getting your ticket, and anything we can do to help you, please let me know. We'll take care of it.
Roger that. Thank you, sir. KQ4FPW out. 73.
KO4NUE clear.
Clear. Partly cloudy at best.
What are you doing, old man?
I'm moving around. What are you doing? This KI4DOS, in case anybody cares.
It's had a rough night last night. I got a friend in the club. It's been in the hospital for a while, and I've been taking care of the dog. Dog's not eating well by herself, so I had to bring her home with me, and it's just been, I don't even know how to describe it.
Where it kind of ate up a lot of stuff out there in the Amtrak.
Yeah, that's the part I don't know how to describe.
Hadn't happened before.
I don't weigh but about 3.5 pounds, and she's a beast.
Yeah, old thing. Well, that's the way it goes, I guess. I gave you a call yesterday evening. Do you remember who built your shop down there?
I do not, Gary. Wait a minute. The welding shop or the machine shop?
Neither one of them. They're both steel buildings, right?
No, the machine shop is wood, and the other one is steel.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that. I thought they were both steel. I'm thinking about I'm having a lot of problems with my barn out there, as we call it. I got a lot of work to it, or have some work done to it, and I was thinking about just replacing it with steel building instead of wood.
Got a good pad out there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's the heart of it right there. That's the hard part. You don't have to do that. So they came and poured the pad and had to wait 43 days before they would allow anything to go on it. And then after that, it was just, they had that thing up about 3 days, handed me a set of keys and walked off the job.
That suited me fine, you know. But I was trying to figure out, well, I've been looking, and there's the cotton picking many different things out there. You know, steel places, Patriot Steel, oh God, I can't remember all of them, but they all want you to send in what you want, and then they'll send you a quote and all of this stuff. And I don't know if I thought I could talk to somebody that everyone already put up, I'd know a little bit more about it.
Give you some pointers. So what'll happen is you'll send your quote in, and they'll tally up the steel, and then they'll get back with a quote. If that's something you're happy with, then they'll contact you again, and they'll give you a contract, voice contract, that they will record. And I had an awful time with them. I really did. They came out here to put the thing up and didn't agree. They didn't bring what they agreed to. Had the wrong color building. There's a couple other things, and I sent them back. I said, "You not? You putting up what we agreed to, or you not putting it up?" So pulling the thing out, you know, the whole building was on one trailer, and got the truck stuck. Tore transmission out of his truck. The building sit down there on that trailer for, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks. I had to dig it out with a backhoe. Dig trailer out so they come take the thing out. Then we sat through another 12 weeks waiting on them to figure out, you know, what the deal was. Finally got to talk with somebody. And we listened to the recording together. And after we listened to the recording, what we agreed to, they come out here and put the building up. But what the old boy done was he agreed to things while it wasn't recording. And I had recorded too, so you got to be careful.
Information I really wanted to have, you know, I haven't dealt with anybody like that. I normally do everything myself. And but if I get a steel building, I want them to come in and put it up, and I ain't gonna have to fool with it. So if I decide to go back with wood, I may just tear the whole dang thing down and build me another one. It'd come out about as cheap as building a new one as I would trying to repair the one that's out there.
So, like I said, they mine's so tall. We had a big forklift thing that's Skytrack, whatever, big four-wheel drive forklift that goes up, you know, 30, 40 feet. The guy says, well, you know, we'll take care of that. That's mixed up in the price. Well, they come out here to put the building up, and the forklift wasn't here. And the guy says, where's forklift? I said, I don't know. I said, y'all agreed to pay for the forklift. And that's when it started. So, yeah, it's just have to kind of be careful and pay attention to, you know, every little detail, because I wish I hadn't used the company I did. It turned out all right, but it took a fight to do it. But I cannot remember, Gary. Probably could look back and figure it out.
Well, I've thought about calling around and talking to some of these people or sending them email or whatnot, you know, whatever they ask for, and go from there. But we'll see what happens. Joy and I sat down and were discussing it, and I told her, you know, she asked me about the cost, and I told her, and we've decided just to go back with a new one, whether it be steel or wood, and so either way, we're gonna go in and find out what we got to do and that sort of thing. I'm just gonna replace it one way or the other. But if it's wood, I'm gonna do it myself. You know, it'll take me a little longer probably, but that's okay. I got plenty of time.
For EJY. Hey, Gary. I just heard y'all talking. I'm having a metal building put on my property. It's a 30 by 24. They haven't started yet. Probably in the next 2 or 3 months, I'll have them deliver it. But I can pass along that information to you. I haven't used them yet, but, you know, the lady I've been working with so far has been really nice and helpful. If you want that information, I can text that to you or something.
I'd appreciate it. And like I said, I think I'd like to go with a steel building. That way I won't have to worry about it. You know, once it's up, it's there for a while. So, Elisha, if you got a pencil handy, I'm good on QRZ. If you want to send me an email with that information, that'd be fine. Or you can text it to me, either one. My phone number is 567-1101. Over.
Yeah, I'm driving right now, but I'll email it to you. I'll go on QRZ and pass that along. And they're out of North Carolina, but they work down here a lot. So, like I said, they were really helpful, and they were running a promotion. I'm not sure if they still are or not. So, it was a decent chunk of change off the cost of the building. So I don't know if you can still get that or not, but hopefully you can. And yeah, I'll just email that to you. And Chad, the name of that forklift is a LULL, L-U-L-L, by the way. But I'll let y'all get back to you at KI4EJY. I'll be clear.
Okay, well, you're right, it's called a lull. That song gun was expensive, but they pay for it, not me. So, tuned $1,600 to rent it for 3 days. But they finally got it up, and they did a great job once they got here and got to going, you know. But I don't think you have any. I think you'd be totally satisfied with it, Gary.
Roger, I appreciate that, and I'll be looking for that email to come through. And Chad, I appreciate all your information. Glad I caught you on the radio for a little bit. I've arrived over here at the store. I got to jump out, run in, and pick up a few things, and head back to the house. So I'll say 73 for now, and we'll talk to you fellas a little bit later. 73, KI4EJY, KO4NUE, KI4DOS.
KO4NUE, clear.
KO4NUE, KO4PXB. We have contact with KO4NUE from KO4PXB.